producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's September 30th, 2015. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got an absolutely packed show coming up today. Bottom of the hour, we've got the angry foreigner. This is a YouTube viral sensation. This is a Bosnian immigrant who lives in Sweden, which, of course, we bash on relentlessly. We bash on the Swedish government for their open border pro-immigration madness. But this is a guy who emigrated to Sweden, and now he's speaking out against the insanity. He's speaking out against the migrant invasion into, quote, the most progressive country in the world. So we're going to illustrate what happens when liberalism runs rampant at the bottom of the hour with the angry foreigner. You've heard us talk before about Swedish politicians actually calling for welfare and jobs for ISIS recruits who go over to fight in Syria and return to Sweden. Then they expect Swedish taxpayers to pay for their housing, to pay for their welfare, and for them to get jobs that replace Swedish employees. So this is going to be a really fascinating discussion. Again, trying to get a perspective on the migrant crisis from people who are living in Europe, who are living amongst it as these millions of migrants pour in. Second hour, we're going to talk about Gamergate. Now, this is quite a technical issue that most people don't grasp. They can't seem to understand it. But it represents a fundamental threat to free speech, to having our own independent thoughts and not being brainwashed by not just Hollywood and the news media, which is declining in influence, but video games themselves. This is the most powerful industry on the planet right now. This is the most lucrative industry on the planet. So we're going to discuss how video games are being used and seized control of by control freaks to brainwash young people. We're going to be talking to a researcher, Theodore Morgan Major, who is blowing the whistle on a plot to re-educate an entire generation via video games. And we're also going to be getting to your calls later in the show, so we'll get those lined up after the bottom of the hour. Top stories on Infowars.com, which we'll be covering in the next segment. CNN analyst says Trump Carson to blame if gunman shoots Muslims in a mosque. This is a CNN analyst who got up on Don Lemon's show and basically said, because of the, quote, anti-Muslim rhetoric being spewed by Donald Trump and Ben Carson, that's going to cause crazies, right-wing radicals, to go out and shoot Muslims in mosques. We're going to break down that propaganda. We're going to point out the fact that the left never blames hate preachers who influence jihadists to go and shoot up cartoon events like we saw in Paris, like we saw in Garland, Texas. They blame the cartoonists themselves. But it's okay to blame Donald Trump and Ben Carson for an event that hasn't even happened yet. So we're going to break down that propaganda. Also, Muslim man admits strangling his daughter for dishonor after she was caught stealing condoms. And this happened in Germany. Again, where this migrant invasion of predominantly Muslim men is taking place, shocking story. And this is the very kind of culture that we're importing into Europe. We're also going to talk about how Obama gave 1,500 terrorists asylum in the U.S. This is a Judicial Watch expose, which we covered on Infowars.com yesterday, where basically 50% of those rewarded residency were linked not only to this refugee crisis, but also to providing material support to terrorists. And these are the kind of people who Obama plans to import. We're talking about 100,000 people imported into the US within the next couple of years. We'll be right back. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got a great guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's called the Angry Foreigner. He's a viral success on YouTube. And basically, he's blowing the whistle on how this mass immigration, this open border policy, is impacting Sweden as they prepare to let in, who knows, 100,000, 200,000, a million migrants back into Sweden, even though they've got the highest Muslim migrant population in comparison to the host population in Europe. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. We bashed on Sweden so many times in the past, of course, making the distinction between the government and the people of Sweden. But this is going to be an illustration into what happens to a country when liberalism, as they call it, as they define it, or when progressivism runs rampant. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But the top story, my story on Infowars.com today is this. CNN analyst says Trump Carson to blame if German shoots Muslims in a mosque. So basically this leftist got up on CNN and said, if a nutcase goes on a rampage in a Muslim mosque, then Ben Carson and Donald Trump, the Republican presidential candidates, will be to blame simply because they criticized radical Islam. And you probably saw the clip on InfoWars a couple of days ago. It was Ben Carson in an interview with Jake Tapper of ABC News. And basically all he said was that Muslims who embrace the Quran, he can't support them as president because that's incompatible with the US Constitution. So we're going to break down this propaganda, but let's go to this clip from CNN. Here it is.
Would we ever accept a presidential candidate that would apply the same rules, would say the same things about Jews and Black? We would never tolerate them, would never respect them, would never expect even accept them. We will shun them aside, but we accept it against Muslims because, sadly, in the Republican base, this is what is appealing to them today. And not only
Mercedes.
That, what happened, and I think, let me just finish this, please, because it's very important.
Go
what
ahead.
Happened with Trump, we are discussing the first part of what was said and Trump endorsed, which is we have a problem called Muslims, but there's a second part, how to get rid of them. And in the realm of possibility, in a country that is very armed, that somebody that will be carrying weapon will go to a mosque tomorrow or after tomorrow and will start shooting people. And then these people will have blood on their hands, all of them.
We
Carson,
2 points
Trump
here.
And
I've got to go, guys.
That's the clip from CNN. And basically, as you heard, she was making the argument, completely ridiculous, that because Trump said that radical Islam is a problem, and that's basically all he said. You know, he got up and did a speech and said that, you know, Muslims are a problem in America. He did an interview with CNN after the fact and said, yes, radical Islam is a problem. Like, that would be a controversial statement. Like, that would be shocking in any context. Of course, radical Islam is a problem. And then Ben Carson, all he basically said was that if you take the tenets of the Quran and Sharia law into the office of the president, then that is incompatible with the US Constitution. That's incompatible with basic freedom, basic rights as we understand them to exist in America. And again, why is that even controversial in the first place? So this woman, this supposed geopolitical analyst, gets up on Don Lemon's show and says, this is going to cause some right-wing nutcase, some lunatic, to go postal in a mosque and start shooting up Muslims, which is funny because, you know, when jihadists who shoot up places in Garland, or at least attempt to, they weren't successful because America has the Second Amendment. They were successful in Paris at the Charlie Hebdo shootings because, of course, we've been completely disarmed in Europe. We can't protect ourselves. There's no condemnation whatsoever. As happened in Paris and Garland, who do liberals blame? Do they blame Islam? Do they blame Islamic hate preachers for spreading the kind of hate that justifies such acts? No, they blame the cartoonists for, quote, provoking the jihadists. And in fact, a day after Charlie Hebdo shootings in Paris, Chris Matthews came out on MSNBC and said that the cartoonists themselves were to blame for provoking the attack. And even the Pope rhetorically sided with the Charlie Hebdo jihadists, with the Islamist terrorists, because he asserted that, you know, insulting someone's religion shouldn't be a part of free speech. So the entirety of the leftist media, after the Charlie Hebdo attacks, after the attacks in Garland, Texas, where they tried to shoot up a Draw Muhammad cartoon exhibition, were completely aligned behind the notion that the people to blame for this were the people drawing the cartoons. And yet this woman is saying, no, it's the rhetoric from Donald Trump and Ben Carson that will be to blame when some, you know, right-wing Christian lunatic shoots up a mosque. So it's a fundamental hypocrisy, which we see again and again with the leftist media. You know, did liberals blame Obama and the Democratic base when Bryce Williams executed a TV reporter live on air, Alison Parker, and her cameraman. His manifesto said that he did that to try and start a, quote, race war. The same race war that has been promulgated by the Black Lives Matter movement, which has been supported, at least tacitly, by the Obama administration. Was the blame laid at the door of the Obama administration for that violent act? No. Was the blame for the NYPD killings back in December? Ishmael Brinsley shot two NYPD officers in the head, in his own words, as a, quote, revenge attack for Black Lives Matter. We've had Black Lives Matter activists plan to bomb police quarters, police headquarters in Ferguson, again, to get revenge for their supposed political motivation. Was that blamed on the Obama administration? Was that blamed on the Democratic base by the leftist media? No. Then we had Floyd Lee Corkins. This is the guy who was so upset over the Family Research Council opposing gay marriage, again, at the same time as the Obama administration tried to, you know, get the Supreme Court ruling passed on gay marriage. They were activists for that. He went into the Family Research Council, basically tried to kill as many people as possible, and his motivation was the conservative beliefs of this organization. Was that act blamed on Obama? Was that act blamed on the Democrats? No. So again, you know, whenever someone like Dylann Roof in Charleston goes on a rampage, they lay the blame at the door of conservatives. But when a Muslim jihadist goes on a killing spree, the blame is laid at the door of those who dared to offend the terrorist killers. We saw it in Paris. We saw it in Garland. We saw it in Copenhagen. And again, no blame is apportioned to the fact that passages in the Quran legitimize, encourage, and justify the bloodshed that has been carried out in the name of Islam. Which, again, is not to say that you don't make the distinction between moderate Muslims who don't support this and the extremists who do. But don't go and blame Donald Trump and Ben Carson for a rampage, a massacre that hasn't even happened simply because they were critical of radical Islam. It's completely ridiculous. But I guess the solution is, you know, just not to talk about politics or religion whatsoever in public. And if we can get that Mark Dice clip queued up, Mark Dice actually went out on the streets of San Diego and, you know, he continues to top himself in the ludicrousness of what these leftists will support. And they actually supported banning the discussion of politics and religion in public. So this, you know, we don't even have to debate about this anymore, because as long as we shut down free speech, no one's going to be able to have an opinion. And this is all being pushed, again, by the authoritarian left. Let's go to that clip.
I need a few more signatures for a new initiative just to prevent, you know, political and religious speech at the beach. So just a couple more signatures. Just print your name there. We don't really need people talking about politics or religion out in public, right? There's a time and a place for those kind of discussions, and we're just trying to, you know, mute people's political and religious speech just when they're in public, though.
Right.
In private, you could carry on those conversations. Thank you so much for supporting that.
Have a good day.
You know, every time people come to the beach, they don't want to be, you know, hearing people talk about politics or religion, and this is a place for fun and sun and a birthday to basically, you know, mute people's political or religious speech. People don't need to be talking about politics or religion out in public, you know. Yeah, print, birthday, and a signature. There is a time and a place to talk about politics and religion, and it's not out in public. It's what your living room is for, and a signature to support banning talking about politics and religion out in public. Thank you so much for helping out.
Okay, that's Mark Dice's latest man on the street video. And if you notice from that, actually one of the people who signs the video is an older man whose father probably fought in the Second World War to defend the very freedoms that we have to express our political and religious views. Absolutely shocking. We'll be back with more news after break. This is the Alex James Show.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks to rush up in China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this
back live on the Alex Jones Show this September 30th, 2015 edition. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got a couple of guests coming up over the next 2 hours, which will be really fascinating. We're going to take your calls as well for those guests. Before the break, we played Mark Dice's video again. Liberals signing a petition to ban the discussion of politics and religion in public. And I guess that is a real solid solution for the hate speech being spewed by the likes of Ben Carson and Donald Trump because they dare to criticize radical Islam. I mean, God forbid that they should have the temerity to do so. And again, they were savage. They were absolutely savage by the left-wing media over the past couple of weeks, simply for saying, in the case of Ben Carson, that the tenets of the Quran, if you actually read the passages, are incompatible with the U.S. Constitution. So if you had a Muslim president that embraced those tenets, there would be a problem with them actually protecting the free speech rights of American citizens if they also believed in Sharia law. And on the subject of that, this headline, again, absolutely shocking. Muslim man admits strangling his daughter for dishonor after she was caught stealing condoms. This is out of BizPak Review. A Muslim immigrant, and this is in Germany, bearing in mind, this is in Germany where they're now importing hundreds of thousands of these Muslim migrants, supposedly Syrian refugees. Only one-fifth of them are actually Syrian. They're importing them en masse, and this is the kind of culture that they're now importing. A Muslim immigrant from Pakistan who strangled his daughter and hid her body in a forest told the courtroom he killed her because he was enraged that she'd been caught stealing condoms. That's worthy of the death penalty under Sharia law. Again, even if you entertain the notion that she was having sex with someone, you know, God forbid, there wasn't even any proof of that. She stole some condoms. According to the Australian news agency News.com, the murder took place in Darmstadt, Germany, in January when 51-year-old Asdullah Khan killed 19-year-old daughter Lareeb Khan for bringing, quote, dishonor to her family with a man she'd been forbidden to date. And again, bearing in mind, in Pakistan, there are 1,000 honor killings per year, mostly of women. And in many cases, it's because they marry somebody to whom their parents don't consent them to marry. And in other cases, they look at a man twice. That is the death penalty sentence. Locking at a man twice requires an honor killing in some cases in Pakistan. 1,000 cases a year of this. Now these Muslim migrants are traveling to Germany, and this is the culture that they're importing. His wife, who was involved in this plot, Shazia Khan, told the German court she helped her husband hide the woman's body because she was afraid of him. The family had been arguing about Lareeb Khan's boyfriend, the news agency reported, and Asadullah Khan had attempted to strangle his daughter once before. So this wasn't the first time. And basically they got a letter from the police saying that there was some evidence that this girl had stole some condoms. They then took that as evidence that she was having sex with someone else without their permission. The husband burst into her bedroom immediately upon finding this out and strangled her to death. And where were the feminists with their outrage about the patriarchy and about the oppression of women? Bearing in mind, this is in Europe. This is not even in the Middle East. This is in Europe. They were absolutely nowhere to be seen. They're too busy whining to the UN about how mean tweets need to be censored and the entirety of the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, need to be controlled by the UN or by governments that follow UN mandates, because you can't say a feminist sucks or you can't say they're a liar. That's true misogyny. Meanwhile, people in Europe, women, young women, teenagers, are getting strangled to death for, quote, stealing condoms. Now, which is the greater tragedy? Which is the greater issue in comparison? Mean tweets or getting strangled to death by men for stealing condoms? Yet the feminists don't talk about it. We'll be right back with our guest. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now we've got our next guest coming up, and you know, I've made videos about Sweden, and we tend to rag on Sweden, as it were. We tend to hate on Sweden because, again, it's the ultimate example of liberalism run rampant, liberalism gone mad. And I made a video probably 3-4 months ago now called Absolute Proof Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, talking about how some politicians in Sweden, and this is not official government policy yet, but this is what some of them are calling for, the political class, calling for giving ISIS militants, people who fought as terrorists in Syria, welfare and jobs when they return to Sweden. That's what some people in Sweden are actually calling for, and we're going to get into the rest of the madness. But somebody then recommended that I check out this guy's videos, who goes under the moniker The Angry Foreigner, And he put out a video called Welcome to Sweden, which went viral, which got, you know, upwards of 670,000 views. And then I checked out the rest of his video. And this really is a great example of somebody who has seen the deception in terms of the fact that in Sweden, it's basically almost a hate crime to even oppose mass immigration. And we're going to get into how people are publicly shamed and harassed and hounded simply for having a different opinion. So, the angry foreigner, welcome to the show.
Mm.
Now, before we get into the whole migrant issue, which is what two of your recent videos were about, just tell people about your background, because as far as I understand it, you're an immigrant yourself, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I came to Sweden when I was 5 years old in 1993. Me and my family fled the war in the Balkans. It was a very bloody, horrible conflict between Bosnian Muslims and Bosnian Serbs, Orthodox Serbs. So, we ended up here in a small town. I'm not even sure you can call it a town. Maybe it's more like a village. The population was only 1,000 people there. So it was basically me and a couple of other Bosnian families surrounded by Swedes. And it was, you know, it was great. It was the complete opposite of segregation. And I remember actually that my first day in school, I was terrified. I was freaking out because I was sitting there in the classroom and I didn't know a word of Swedish. So it was like being an alien visiting a foreign planet. And when you're little like that, social acceptance is very, very important. So I made sure to learn Swedish very fast and managed to learn it better than a lot of the students in my class, actually.
So you're an immigrant. You assimilated very quickly. You integrated. You learned the language. So you're there growing up in Sweden. Now you're making these videos critical of immigrants being brought into Sweden. And basically what people want to know to outline this whole scenario is, you know, in terms of this cult-like adherence to these leftist policies in Sweden, particularly as it relates to mass immigration, and the drowning out of voices of dissent against that. Because, you know, at least in Britain, we've got the Labour Party, we've got the left who always advocate mass immigration. You know, we voted the Conservatives into power to try and, you know, at least tamp down on that mass immigration to a certain extent. It didn't work. Mass immigration only increased. But at least we've got an acceptance of the fact that criticizing mass immigration is a social issue. It's an economic issue. And simply doing it doesn't automatically make you a racist. At least in many European countries, we still hold to that standard of political discourse. But it seems that in Sweden, even to question the policy of mass uncontrolled immigration is inherently racist and proves that you're a white supremacist or whatever. So what people want to know, as far as I'm concerned, is how bad is it in terms of people who express dissent against this mass immigration policy? How much are they frowned upon? How much are they shamed by the media, by the political class in Sweden?
It's sort of like blacks in the 50s, except nobody is getting lynched. I'm actually surprised that we don't have, like, diversity lovers only restaurants and toilets and, you know, bus seats, because it's bad. Like, it's ridiculous. And while that was a joke and exaggeration, there's a point to it. Like, you definitely have to think about what you say, because there is the risk of losing friends, and you might even lose your job. I mean, if you, there's certain professions, like if you're a journalist or an academic or a teacher, especially a teacher, you can't criticize mass immigration or multiculturalism. You especially cannot say that the Sweden Democrats have a few valid points. That's like social suicide. But at the same time, we have like 58%, a poll showed that 58% of the population think that immigration is too large. So a large portion of the people are aware that there are problems with our immigration policy. But those people don't necessarily have the balls. So if you were to be vocal, like I've had so many people write me and tell me that they totally agree with what I'm saying, but they don't dare share my videos on Facebook. They don't dare be vocal and public about their opinions because they're afraid of social exclusion. And it's really interesting because there is a strong consensus culture here. And, you know, when we think of Orwellian societies where people aren't allowed to speak their minds, we usually think of the presence of a strong military force and, like, laws punishing people who say certain things. You don't need laws in Sweden because people censor themselves. People are, there's a form of social control instead through taboos and norms. And I would say that the media is largely responsible for this because for years they have been beating in this, and a politician, beating in this notion that immigration is good and immigration is going to serve us all, and you're racist if you think otherwise. So there's a lot of, lots of people who have discovered my videos and said that, wow, I thought I was the only person who thought like this. And when you get, like, hundreds of people saying, I thought I was the only person, it becomes kind of ridiculous. It becomes obvious that people, so many people are living in some kind of bubble of fear. Like, they're afraid to speak with their environment, with their surroundings, about how they truly feel. So when they discover me, it's like this massive relief for them. And you know, that's pretty bad if you ask me. Also, there's people who genuinely think I'm a Nazi. Like, they seriously believe that I like Hitler. And just as you said, you can't, I mean, if you criticize the immigration policy, people immediately think that it's something personal with the immigrants. Obviously, that isn't the case because I'm an immigrant. And I don't have a problem with immigrants. I have a problem with irresponsible immigration policy. And that's the one single word I would use to describe Sweden's immigration policy. Irresponsible.
And you mentioned, you know, peer pressure. And this is what I found, especially in Europe. I don't think Americans appreciate this to such an extent that they need to, is the fact that, you know, I assume that you're in your 20s or 30s. I'm in my 30s right now, so amongst people in your age group, it's not seen as trendy or kosher or acceptable. Again, as you said, it's seen as a taboo to even hold some of these viewpoints. So the government doesn't really need to censor them. They don't need to be so authoritarian, although there are some examples which we will go on to. But they don't need to be, you know, so crushing in their totalitarianism in terms of censoring these viewpoints, because the sheep will police the other sheep. So if you're around a group of young people who are, you know, Western Europeans, they will generally hold to the beliefs that they were indoctrinated to believe. And they won't dare venture into any of the taboos, which, of course, is mass immigration in terms of Sweden, has not been generally successful in practical terms and in social terms. Talk about the housing shortage that is currently taking place in Sweden and how that conflicts with this mass immigration policy.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people say I'm a hypocrite because I came here as a refugee, so how can I deny others the chance? There's a huge difference between the situation today and the situation in the 90s. In the 90s, we actually had room for people. Like, there were apartments standing around empty all over Sweden. Now we have a housing shortage so bad. People who graduated can't move out of their parents' house because there aren't enough apartments. According to the Department of Housing, we need to build 600,000 apartments within the next 11 years to accommodate everyone in need. So basically, we need to build a new Stockholm. We need to build a new capital city, the size of that, in order to accommodate everyone. And it's ridiculous because now we have 1,000 refugees a day coming to Sweden, and they're looking to set up a refugee camp outside of Kristianstad, which is it's close to Malmö. It's down in the south. Basically, there's this massive field, this massive green field that's normally used for things like international scout meetings or military shit, can house up to 40,000 people. So, I mean, that's just insane to me. That's crazy. So the guy who is supporting this initiative compared it to a refugee camp in northern Iraq. And I'm like, that's not a good thing. Like, that doesn't sound like a good thing. It's crazy.
And another story again. So basically, you've got no room for immigrants again in Germany, Belgium, and other countries. We've seen stories about the poor, the would-be homeless, being kicked out of their homes to house this new influx of migrants that is coming in over the past few months. Basically, you've got housing shortage in Sweden. It's impractical that you could house these people. But we've also got this public shaming angle, which I want to touch on again. We carried an article on InfoWars about a year ago now, which was called Sweden, Immigration Critics Get Home Visits from Thought Police. One of Sweden's biggest newspapers, Expressen, used criminal hackers to break into Discus, which, if you don't know what that is, it's basically a comment system for news articles. We use it on InfoWars.com. So they used this hacking group to break into Discus and get the email addresses and identities of commenters online and to reveal the persons behind the nicknames or anonymous user IDs. So then this newspaper actually sent a reporter and a cameraman to these people's homes, these people who had merely criticized mass immigration in Sweden on, you know, internet news articles, and basically publicly shamed them and then put their images, put their video on the newspaper website, you know, on YouTube. So you've got Thought Police actually going out and physically harassing people in Sweden simply for criticizing mass immigration. Now, I know that you use the moniker The Angry Foreigner on your YouTube channel. Is that because the situation in Sweden is so intense, it's so oppressive, that critics of mass immigration could be targeted simply for banal online comments which aren't racist, which aren't xenophobic, merely drawing attention to the economic and the social impacts of mass immigration? Is that a concern for people in Sweden right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a need for the anonymity, I could say. Me personally, I just don't feel like having my comfortable, and I'm not really interested in people knocking on my door, whether it's fans wanting autographs or annoying critics. So, yeah, I just don't want to meet people. When it comes to Expressen, though, you're right. They did, and actually, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but this hacker group that they worked together with are militant left-wingers. They are Antifa. Are you familiar with the organization Antifa?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, basically it's Antifa evolved into, you know, they used to be Antifa hackers before. So that's their background. And it's insane that nobody is, you know, the only ones criticizing the fact that our mass media is cooperating with left-wing extremists is the alternative media. They're the only ones who did, like, this huge audit of who these people are. And it's partly, you know, I partly have to defend it because some of those people were politicians, and it was blatantly racist things. It wasn't just sensible criticism. So I can sort of understand wanting to audit politicians and people who are in power. However, they also named and shamed people who aren't politicians, people who simply, you know, someone who owns a company, for example, workers. Another newspaper, Aftonbladet, which is the second or... Well, Expressen and Aftonbladet are the two biggest newspapers in Sweden. They did the same thing, and it wasn't even with politicians. They took this guy who wrote like this, it was sort of a funny post. I mean, he basically wrote out a fantasy about how he wanted to murder this fat, annoying, radical feminist who's on Swedish radio. And you could tell that the guy was joking. I mean, he basically laid out this video game scenario.
Which, feminists threaten to kill all men constantly. Yeah. They can get away with it. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Mass media. She's a part of the establishment. Nobody criticizes her. But, yeah, he basically wrote a post about how he wanted to, you know, go to the TV station and kill everyone. And they visited him in his home and tried to make him feel ashamed of having these thoughts. Funny thing about that was that he had no shame. He was just like, well, you know, I'm going to stand by what I said. It was a joke. You're taking it seriously. You're a fool. That's it. Like, so it didn't really work because that guy had guts. But that's the type of stuff our mass media is doing. And recently, actually, they decided to publicly name a shame a 70-year-old woman with a heart condition because she was writing racist things online. And that's just amazing to me because there is no need for this. Like, they were using the reasoning that democracy feels better this way. If everyone stands for what they say, we're going to have a healthier opinion and debate climate. And I'm like, you wrote an article about her without even addressing a single counter-argument to anything she has said. You were literally just trying to scare her into silence and thus scare everyone else into silence. They're trying to use, like, this iron grip on the population.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show, we're talking to the Angry Foreigner. And if you haven't seen his videos, definitely go to YouTube and check them out. Just search for the Angry Foreigner. Welcome to Sweden is his most popular, as far as I've seen. It's got over 670,000 views. It went viral a few months ago, and he's made several English language videos since. We're going to take your calls for the Angry Foreigner at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're talking about Sweden, which again is the ultimate example of rampant liberalism gone mad. They've got a mass open border policy. We're going to talk about the impacts of that. But the Angry Foreigner, as far as I understand, the official in charge of your anti-extremism policy or your anti-Islamophobia policy there in Sweden, this was a top-ranking official. He was so liberal. He was so trendy that he actually went on to join ISIS. Is that correct?
We had... What was his title, did you say?
He was the head of the anti-Islamophobia body.
Yeah. He was, we have a public service debate show called SVT Debatt, and they hired this guy as some kind of expert on Islamophobia. And it's freaking hilarious. This guy was on TV saying that, you know, you shouldn't be prejudiced towards Islam. You think that these guys just have, like, beards and AK-47s. And a couple of years later, he's posing with an AK-47 telling people to join the Islamic State. That's, wow, you can't make that stuff up.
And his name was Michael Nikolai Skramo. But then you had another individual who was basically, he was an expert. This was in your video, Welcome to Sweden. He was some kind of expert on Islamic extremism, and he was talking about the radicals traveling from Sweden to Syria to fight for ISIS. And he said that we can't condemn ISIS. He refused to condemn ISIS even as they were beheading, you know, countless people in the Middle East, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in my migrant crisis video, actually. And yeah, it was completely insane. You know, Gothenburg alone has produced more jihadists than all of America. Sweden is leading in Scandinavia in ISIS warrior export per capita, so to speak. And yet we have the least legal, like, we have the least legislations against terrorism. It's not illegal to join ISIS here in Sweden. It's not illegal to recruit for ISIS. If the National Security Police suspect that you're going to travel to Syria to join ISIS, all they can do is give you a phone call that you don't even have to, like, pick up and answer. So it wasn't until April, the spring this year, that Gothenburg assigned someone to firmly and concretely deal with this issue, because this has been going on for, like, 2 years at that point. And when they interviewed him, as you say, he refused to renounce the Islamic State. He was of the opinion that, oh, it's unnecessary to talk about jihad because, you know, people are traveling for different reasons. Some people traveled to Bosnia in the 90s, and some people traveled to the Finnish war, the Finnish Winter War, which was around the time of the Second World War. Excuse me.
We're going to get into that after the break. We're going to break now. We're talking to the Angry Foreigner. We're going to talk about why, you know, the backlash to this is rising, but still it seems to be oppressed by the media, by society. We're going to talk to the Angry Foreigner. We're going to take your calls after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.